County Board to order. I've never had to bring the gavel before. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order, please. Clerk, please call the roll.
Moss. Knuckles.
Here.
Owens.
Present.
Rakowskis.
Here.
Renner.
Here.
Segubiano.
Here.
Selzer.
Here.
Sweeney. Ahart.
Present.
Baggett. Bostic.
Here.
Butler.
Here.
Casely.
Present.
Cavallini.
Here.
Clark.
Here.
Dean. Gordon.
Present.
Harding.
Here.
Hosselton.
Here.
Sorenson.
Here. Invocation by Member Bostic, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
As our devotion this morning, I would like to read a prayer that was written by George Washington to the nation. Almighty God, we make an earnest prayer that thou wilt keep the United States in thy holy protection, that thou wilt incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of good nation, and obedience to government, and entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another and for the fellow citizens of the United States at large. And finally, that thou wilt most graciously be pleased to dispose the fall to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with that charity, humility, and sufficient temper of mind, which are the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion. And without a humble imitation of whose example and influence we can never hope to be a happy nation. Grant our supplication, we beseech thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And for the children who don't get their silence in the morning, for now, I would like to say Psalm 1.71. Unless the Lord built the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand by in vain. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 5 on our agenda is appearances by members of the public and county employees. We have no specific requests. We'll open a public hearing regarding the consolidated vehicle procurement process at Chilbrook, and I will ask Mike and Gary.
This is a public hearing that was published in the Pantograph on October 27, 2007, as required by law. The purpose of this public hearing is to consider a project for which financial assistance is being sought from the Illinois Department of Transportation in order to obtain two replacement buses. The buses will be used by Showbus for rural public transportation. Showbus provides rural public transportation in McLean, Livingston, and Ford and Iroquois counties. Information regarding this project is in your county board packets. Laura Dick, the director of Showbus, is also here to answer any questions or concerns you may have in this regard.
Thank you. Are there any requests from the public to address this topic? None heard. Thank you, Mike. This public hearing is now closed. We'll now open our public hearing regarding truth in taxation. I'll turn it over to John Zunick.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the McLean County Board, in accordance with Chapter 35, Section 200 of the Illinois Compiled Statutes, a notice of a proposed property tax increase for McLean County, Illinois, was published in the Pantograph, a newspaper of general circulation in McLean County, on Monday, November 12, 2007. The notice was published not more than 14 days, nor later than 7 days prior to the date of the public hearing. The notice was published in accordance with the requirements set forth in the Property Tax Code. The notice was published as follows. Notice of proposed property tax increase for McLean County, Illinois. A public hearing to approve a proposed property tax levy increase for McLean County, Illinois for the fiscal year 2008, January 1, 2008 to December 31, 2008, will be held on Tuesday, November 20, 2007 at 9 a.m. in Room 400, Government Center, 115 East Washington Street, Bloomington, Illinois. Any person desiring to appear at the public hearing and present testimony to the taxing district may contact Mr. John M. Zunick, McLean County Administrator, Government Center, Room 400, 115 East Washington Street, Bloomington, Illinois, 61702-2400, telephone 309-888-5110. The corporate and special purpose property taxes extended or abated for the fiscal year 2007, January 1, 2007 to December 31, 2007, were $22,090,400.01. The proposed corporate and special purpose property taxes to be levied for fiscal year 2008, January 1, 2008 to December 31, 2008, are $24,234,462. This represents a 5.41% increase over the previous year. The property taxes extended for debt service and public building commission leases for fiscal year 2007, January 1, 2007 to December 31, 2007, were $5,242,988.12. The estimated property taxes to be levied for debt service and public building commission leases for fiscal year 2008, January 1, 2008 to December 31, 2008, are $5,034,021. This represents a 3.99% decrease over the previous year. The total property taxes extended or abated for fiscal year 2007, January 1, 2007 to December 31, 2007, were $28,233,388.13. The estimated total property taxes to be levied for fiscal year 2008, January 1, 2008 to December 31, 2008, are $29,268,483. This represents a 3.67% increase over the previous year. The proposed 5.41% property tax increase for the corporate and special purpose funds is a result of the following budgetary and economic issues facing county government. First, the fiscal year 2008 recommended budget for McLean County's general fund, the county's primary operating fund, and the county's largest fund, the recommended property tax levy totals $7,563,585. This is an increase of $520,210.48 over the property tax amount extended this year. This increase is attributable to a decline in several major revenue categories and the addition of new positions needed for the expansion of the work release weekend area in the Sheriff's Department and the Drug Court and Pretrial Release Services Program in Court Services. The fiscal year 2008 recommended budget projects a 1.83% decline in retailer sales tax revenues based on a review of the actual fiscal year 2007 sales tax revenues. The estimated decrease in sales tax revenues is consistent with the national projections for a decrease in consumer spending attributable to anxiety over the housing market, uncertainty in the manufacturing sector, the continued fluctuation in the price of oil, and projected increases in the cost of electricity and natural gas. The single largest non-tax revenue source in the general fund is licenses, permits, fees, and fines, accounting for $5,655,260 of total revenues. The overall increase in revenues from licenses, permits, fees, and fines is $52,420, which represents less than a 1% increase over the current year. Revenue from recording fees, sale of revenue stamps, and copy fees is flat, with no increase over the prior year. This reflects the overall slowdown in the housing market. Revenue from building permit fees, filing fees for subdivisions, and filing fees for zoning cases is projected to decrease 3% from the current year. The fiscal year 2008 recommended budget for the general fund includes the annualized cost of 4.66 full-time equivalent new positions that were approved in the fiscal year 2007 adopted budget. The salary expense to annualize these positions in fiscal year 2008 is $221,414. In the fiscal year 2008 recommended budget, three full-time equivalent new positions are added at an annual cost of $100,554. The cost of the 2007 new positions annualized in 2008 and the 2008 new positions totals $321,968, which accounts for 62% of the increase in the general fund property tax levy. In the Health Department fund, an increase of $171,000 is budgeted for the court-ordered treatment provided to offenders in the county's drug court program. This contractual expense is equal to 68% of the overall increase in the Health Department's property tax levy. County government's overall property tax levy increases as a result of an increase in the tax levy for the following corporate and special purpose funds. The County Highway Fund increases 5.19% as a result of the cost of gasoline, oil, diesel fuel, cost of materials, and capital construction projects. In addition, county government's overall property tax levy increases as a result of an IMRF rate increase for sheriff's law enforcement personnel from 19.96% this year to 21.51% in fiscal year 2008. The IRF pension cost results in an increase of $203,519, or 9.03%, in the property tax levy in fiscal year 2008. Thank you.
Are there any members of the public that wish to provide comment at this time? None heard. This public hearing is now closed. Consent agenda is presented in your packet. Is there a motion, or are there any items to be removed from the consent agenda? None heard. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion Cavallini, second Owens. Questions, comments, discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Standing committees, executive committee, Vice Chairman Selzer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We bring a few items for action. The first item that I bring is a request for an approval for an intergovernmental agreement between the Town and Normal City of Bloomington for the purpose of creating a Convention and Visitors Bureau. This agreement was, in fact, in place. It's a 10-year extension of the existing agreement, and it brings with it no financial obligation on the part of the county, and I would move it.
We have a motion, Selzer, second Harding. Question, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
The second item I bring, actually, do we need to take these together? Can we take the four together? Do we need to?
No,
them
you have to take them separately and probably okay. Require a roll call on each.
Okay. This is for our fiscal year FY08 budget. The first one's request for approval and adoption of the fiscal year 2008 combined annual appropriation and budget ordinance and our five-year capital improvement plan, and authorizing the chairman to sign and the county clerk to sign those documents, and I would move it.
We have a motion, Selzer. Is there a second? Second, Bostic. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. We'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Moss?
Aye.
Knuckles?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Rakowskis?
Yes.
Renner?
Yes.
Segubiano?
Yes.
Selzer?
Yes.
Sweeney? Ahart?
Yes.
Agate. Bostic?
Yes.
Butler?
Yes.
Kaisley?
Yes.
Cavallini?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes, but I'd like to be excused from any expenses associated with the Law and Justice Committee.
So noted in the minutes.
Dean?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hasselton?
From Camelot, the vote is yes.
You want that before? Yeah, put that in bold.
The chairman votes yes. Motion passes. Vice Chairman Selzer.
Thank you. The second item we bring for action is request for approval and adoption of the 2007 tax levy, which authorizes the chairman and the county clerk to sign, and I would move that.
We have a motion, Selzer, second Kaisley. Questions, comments, or discussion?
Mr. Chairman, if I could just please. To point something out. If you turn to page 149 of your packet, you'll see in the, looks like about, there's a lot of columns, about the fourth column over, it shows the tax levy in 2007 was .91927, and the tax levy in two columns over in 2008 is .91740. Very slight decrease in the rate. You will notice that the total's up about $1 million in cash, but that's not just from higher assessments on existing property. It's also the addition of new property, some of which was that $18 million worth of windmills. So I just wanted to point out that the levy is dropping this year to those members who asked about that.
Any other questions, comments, or discussion? Unheard. We'll ask the clerk to call the roll in the, excuse me, Member Knuckles.
I was going to thank Member, or Chairman Self for pointing that out, because there was some confusion about that, so I want to thank, publicly thank Chairman Self for pointing that out.
Great, thank you. Any other questions, comments, or discussion? Ask the clerk to call the roll, and the chairman will vote.
Moss?
Yes.
Knuckles?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Rakowskis?
Yes.
Renner?
Here. Yes, I'm sorry.
Segoviano?
Yes.
Seltzer?
Yes.
Sweeney? Ahart?
He's teaching our youth.
Baggett? Bostick?
Yes.
Butler?
Yes.
Kaisley?
Yes.
Cavallini?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
Dean?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hosselton?
Yes.
Sorenson?
Yes. Motion passes. Vice Chairman Seltzer.
The next item we bring for action is request for approval and adoption of our 2008 full-time equivalent resolution, and also the authorization for the chairman and the county clerk to sign it, and I would move it.
Are there any, I'm sorry, we've got a second. Member Gordon, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. This does not require a roll call vote. However, if any member requests it, we can do it. No requests. We'll do it on a voice vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And the final, or the next item on this section is a request for the county board to authorize the county administrator to publish the FY08 adopted budget appropriation ordinance and the 2007 tax levy ordinance, and I would move that.
Thank you. We have a motion, Vice Chairman Seltzer, second Owens. Question, comment, or discussion? None heard. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll, and the chairman will vote.
Moss?
Aye.
Knuckles?
Yes.
Owens?
Yes.
Rakowskis?
Yes.
Renner?
Get it right. Yes.
Segoviano?
Yes.
Seltzer?
Yes.
Sweeney? Ahart?
Yes.
Baggett? Bostick?
Yes.
Butler?
Yes.
Kaisley?
Yes.
Cavallini?
Yes.
Clark?
Yes.
Dean?
Yes.
Gordon?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Hosselton?
Yes.
Sorenson?
Yes. Motion passes. Congratulations, the 2008 budget is in place. And thank you to the administrator and the administrator's office and all of the department heads and staff that have been critical to the process. Vice Chairman Seltzer.
The final action we bring, item we bring for action is request for approval of a resolution of the McLean County Board approving and authorizing the chairman of the board, the county administrative staff, Eastside Highway Consulting Firm, to present evidence and testimony in the Enbridge Pipeline LLC application pending before the Illinois Commerce Commission. And I'll move it and then explain just a little bit about it after a second.
We have a motion, Seltzer, second Renner. Questions, comments? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a point of explanation. At last month's meeting, we authorized the administrator's office and the state's attorney to notify the Commerce Commission that we wish to be a party to this action. For some reason, they have moved up the date of testimony to December the 21st. So the only way to have testimony on this case for anybody is to have it down there on the 21st. We're very fortunate we took the action we took last month so that we're now a party to this. And then what this will allow us to do is to bring testimony there about what's going on with the Eastside Bypass, as much as we know, and other things in the county for them to take into consideration as they look at a route for the pipeline to come through the county.
Thank you. Other questions, comments, or discussion? Member Gordon.
Mr. Chairman, is it appropriate to inquire what we know at the present time about the proposed pipeline route as it may affect McLean County generally, with the Eastside Highway consultants involved? I'm aware that there's some the map looks kind of interesting, to put it gently. Is it appropriate to inquire about that so that it can be at least a matter of record in the discussion this morning before we approve this resolution? I'm very strongly in support of the resolution. I think, and I'm sorry to see ICC fast-tracking this as much as they obviously are.
Your comments are well-placed in that, obviously, we don't know a great deal about the exact outcome of both the study and the following actions by the government entities involved. We can share with you kind of, we have a map that we could show you that would certainly illustrate why we feel like the ICC needs to have some level of awareness of this. Do we have anything?
I have a big one.
Why don't we grab the big one? Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The third paragraph of the resolution states that the township will be the pipeline as well.
States what?
The township. The third paragraph of the resolution does state the townships through which the pipeline is projected to travel.
Yeah, which is, it's effectively the east side of McLean County, about, I don't know, a mile from the Tawanda Barnes Road, 2 miles east, approximately. We'll get that.
Yeah, Mr. Zunick's bringing in a large blow-up of a map that our GIS folks put together. And this, seeing this map is what really illustrated the need for us to at least make information available. And John or Eric, you want to talk about
it? You want me to just talk about it?
Sure.
Briefly.
Member Rakoskis.
Has there been talk about doing the pipeline right with the east bypass along the?
No, it cannot
be. Or
let me tell you the reality. On October 31st, all of the intermediaries, including the county represented by myself, asked the Commerce Commission for 240 days to study the pipeline and to seek discovery back here among ourselves. Enbridge countered by saying, we need to get moving on this. We want all of the intermediaries, testimony, and evidence to be in by the 14th of April. We wanted 240 days to get a handle on what will probably be about a 10,000 page hearing. The Commerce Commission took it under advisement, came back, and declared that all evidence needs to be in on the 21st of December. So we did not get the additional time that we hoped for, which would have been customary in this court case. But the heat's turned up on all the intermediaries, which include all the landowners, all of those people landowners in the camp from the Pontiac to the open. So against the urgency to acquire authority from the county board, so that we can present this map, so we can present evidence showing how the pipeline would impact this study. Now, yes, it's still a study.
Getting back to Member Rakowski's question, I thought that there was some sort of discussion, and maybe even if it was implausible, when we talked about this earlier, about running it in the same corridor as
the east-side bypass. That would be subject to the study. I guess that's why Clark Deeds is being paid.
Well, and make no mistake, that's really what is driving our desire to present this information. You know, $1.1 million is being spent on this study. And if McLean County is going to have two lateral hazards, to use a golfing term, on the east side of the county, it serves us well to try to get them aligned with each other. But without taking the action that we're asking the board to take this morning, we can't even bring this map to them. So
we need to submit the map as part of it.
Member Hosselton?
I can't tell. It's
Hey, Duff.
Wherever you're at. You can't tell, is that running, the pipeline projected to run on a roadway or in a farmer's, just in a field?
So far, it does not. 2150 east.
Right.
The alignment right now is along 2150 east in terms of a county road until it gets south. Then you can see, when it gets south, just east of Downs, it appears sharply to the west. It is not collinear with the road, meaning not directly on the road.
Yeah.
It's parallel.
Member Segubiano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Perhaps someone can help me explain to those who are asking us questions about this, because we have such little information except what we read occasionally in the Pantograph. And first of all, they've already stated, you know, if need be, they'll go to eminent domain to get this. And they've already leased land there at Wiley Drive and Cottage to store the pipe. The pipe is being built and transported in here. So, I mean, you know, and I believe I made the motion in executive session to have us intervene in this. But, I mean, where are they? They're moving ahead like this is a done deal. And people are asking, you know, what do you know about this? And I say, what I read in the Pantograph, which is very little.
Well, it certainly appears that the process is accelerating. I will add, though, that all, if not most, of the landowners have intervened and are represented by legal counsel. They are working, some, I would guess, perhaps most, are working aggressively to challenge the pipeline. On the other hand, there may be others that are involved in order to be in a position to negotiate a good price for the easement across their property. We don't know. The case hasn't developed enough to determine which ones are fighting and which ones are trying to maneuver to get a better positioning in the event there's an eminent domain. Bottom line, though, if Enbridge prevails before the Illinois Commerce Commission in this particular filing, if they prevail, they would be given eminent domain authority by the state. So if they could not negotiate with a landowner for an easement across his or her or its property, then they would have the authority to take the property by eminent domain.
Are there any other questions, comments, or discussion? George.
Just a quick one, Mr. Chairman. In the sixth whereas, the reference to no other unit of local government has filed a petition, that refers to no other unit of local government in the county.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That's what I thought it meant. Just wanted to check.
Chairman Selzer.
Just one final comment. The nice thing about this is, for us in McLean County, is that we are going to have a voice there, that the consulting firm that's doing the bypass study will have a voice there. We don't know where the bypass will be or even if there will be one, but they'll all at least be heard. So hopefully they'll work with us. Some of the other counties are not going to be as fortunate because they didn't take the action we took. So I think we did good on that.
Other questions, comments, or discussion? Sorry, Member Koskis.
Since the state has the control for eminent domain, have we contacted our representatives, and are we working with them concerning this? Because we really don't have a voice. It's if it's the state.
No, there has been no contact.
Do we plan?
By the county.
Do we plan on?
Even the state legislature. This is the Commerce Commission at this point. It's. I mean, in theory, state legislators may be able to make phone calls, but it's actually in the hands of an administrative law judge.
Right. They have plenary authority over this pipeline.
So. Member Kaisley?
I was just going to say that
they cannot proceed without a certificate from the Commerce Commission, and if they get that, then they may proceed with condemnation.
Other questions, comment? I'm sorry, Member Crox.
I'm sorry, excuse my ignorance. Okay, But where do we as the people have a voice? I mean, who do we go to if it's...
There will be an administrative proceeding before an administrative law judge named by the Commerce Commission. They will conduct the hearing and then make a report to the commission, which will then either adopt the report or overturn it.
So do we petition the commission?
That's what we're doing right now.
And this is what this is.
That's right. Actually, we already petitioned to be an intervener. This is seeking authority to actually present testimony.
Okay, thank you. That's why I was confused at what difference.
Could I clarify something? One thing I learned right up front is that if you don't petition to intervene and you simply pass a resolution supporting or opposing a pipeline, whatever else is being considered by the Commerce Commission, it's an ex parte communication. They can't consider it. The only way they can consider evidence from anybody is for the party to seek intervention, which we have now done, as have at least 100 other entities. Once you've got your foot in the door, then you can present GIS maps, you can present testimony, you can present documents, which have to be received and considered by the commission. The weight that they give it is, you know, up to them. But we are doing the right thing so far in order to get the county board's voice heard.
Thank you, Mr. Rood. Member Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make one comment. From the beginning of this process, and as I've gotten better acquainted with it, the thing that has bothered me more than anything else is the possibility that the ICC will grant eminent domain authority to what is essentially not a government entity. That is a precedent. I don't know that that's a precedent in Illinois. I don't believe it's a precedent in either the state or in other states or in federal law, for that matter. But I don't want to. I really have some very serious reservations about that, and I just simply wanted to state that for the record. That eminent domain, I believe very strongly, is properly a function and an element of authority that should be exercised by governments, and not by private entities that are given the go-ahead by a government entity. Thank you.
Thank you, Member Gordon. Personally, I do not disagree with that. Other questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. We have a motion that was made by Selzer, seconded by Renner on the table. Hearing no other questions or comments or discussion, we'll vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You'll find our general report and also the minutes of the Bloomington Normal Airport Authority and the Regional Planning Commission on pages 254 to 280. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody has any.
Are there any questions? None heard. Thank you. Transportation Committee, Chairman Hosselton.
I present the following items for your approval. The following funds have all been amended per the county auditor's office advisory, and that's what's taken place. Now, we're going to do A by itself. It's basically in regard to the Horizon Wind Farm, and it's Fund 120. That's been amended from like $530,000 to $2,489,000. Horizon has paid to date $2,153,000 in addition, I think John advised me they got a $1.450 million they've paid us to also.
They have about 18,000 more to pay us.
Okay. We're requesting approval of this appropriation ordinance amending the combined annual appropriation budget for the wind farm. And I'm moving.
We have a motion, Hosselton, second. Dean, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Items 1B, C, and D. The fund, highway funds 121, 122, and 123 are the result of carrying county highway projects over from the 2006 budget into the 2007 budget. They're basically projects that never got completed. And I move it.
We have a motion, Hoskelton, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Our general report can be found on pages 289 to 301. Thank you.
Are there any questions for Chairman Hoskelton? None heard. Property Committee, Chairman Bostic.
All I have today is my general report, and it's on page 302 through 317. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Bostic? None heard. Finance Committee, Chairman Selzer.
I think we bring a number of items for action this morning. The first is request for an approval of an ordinance of the McLean County Board amending the 2007 budget in the Health Department. This is a $52,631 one-time grant that Senator Watson provided through the State Senate, and it's meant for capital expenditures, and I would move it.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Owens. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
The next two we're going to go ahead and take together. They're both requests for approval. One is Chapter 26, one is Chapter 28 of the Health Department Code for the annual fee review, and I would move them.
Motion, Selzer, second. Wachowskis, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
The next item is a request for approval of a resolution to establish the rates for health and life insurance coverage for fiscal year 2008 for our employees, and I would move them.
We have a motion, Selzer, second, Harding. All those, any questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
The next item is a request for approval of recommendation for outside auditing services for the county. In the past, this has been performed by Clifton Gunderson. We had gone out for bids, and the low bidder on this and a bidder that we find totally qualified is McGladrey Pullen. It's always good to change your auditor every few years. Clifton Gunderson has always done a great job for us, but we're recommending the change to McGladrey Pullen, and I would move that.
Motion, Selzer, second, Renner. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
The next item we bring is request for approval of a consolidated vehicle procurement application for the purchase of two vehicles for show bus and approval of a resolution authorizing the application and execution of same, and I would move them.
Motion, Selzer, second, Ahart. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Our final action item is a request for approval of a resolution of the McLean County Board approving the change of the Hudson Township polling place, and I would move it.
Motion, Selzer, second, Kaisley. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Our general report's on pages 349 to 385, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if anybody had any.
Are there any questions for Chairman Selzer? None heard. Justice Committee, Chairman Renner.
The Justice Committee brings several items for action. I'm going to lump items E1A and B together, even though E1A and C all deal with the intergovernmental agreement on booking. So we can item E1C, I believe our Justice Committee Vice Chair will want to abstain. So I'm moving items E1A and B. Again, the intergovernmental agreement with the County of McLean and the City of Bloomington and the County of McLean and the Town of Normal, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And item E1C, request approval of the intergovernmental agreement between McLean County and Illinois State University, and I move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Bostic. Questions, comments, or discussion?
This is the one I'm abstaining from, Chairman.
Thank you. Please let the minutes reflect that Member Knuckles is abstaining from this vote. Others, questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Item E1D is request approval of a letter of understanding between McLean County Board and the Regional Office of Education for McLean and DeWitt Counties in the Sheriff's Department, and I so move that. It's with the GED.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Kaisley. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
Item E1E is request approval of a resolution approving McLean County's continued participation in the State of Illinois Appellate Prosecutor's Office and the State's Attorney's Office, and I so move that.
A motion, Renner, second, Cavallini. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to group items E1F and E1G together, request approval of a contract between the Children's Foundation and the county to operate Children's Waiting Room, and then we have a budget amendment in item E1G in order to make that happen. I'd move those.
Motion, Renner, second, Rakauskas. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And last but not least, we have item E1H, request approval of an appropriations transfer ordinance amending the McLean County fiscal year 2007 budget, and this is a transfer in the circuit clerk's office for purchase of computerized equipment, and I so move that.
We have a motion, Renner, second, Harding. Questions, comments, or discussion? None heard. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
And our general report is found on pages 409 to 434.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Renner? None heard. Land Use and Development Committee, Chairman Gordon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Land Use and Development Committee brings no items for action and don't even have a general report. We did pay the bills this morning.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Chairman Gordon? None heard. We have the report of the County Administrator, John Dunick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to present this morning and be happy to answer any questions that any members might have at this time.
Are there any questions for Mr. Zunick? None heard. We have no other business and communications. Approval of the bills. We have bills totaling $11,375,245.28. Is there a motion to approve the bills? We have a motion. Selzer, second. Owens. Any other questions, comments, discussion on bills? All those in favor of paying the bills, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. We are adjourned until our December 18th meeting. Happy Thanksgiving.